of the Republic of Malta and thank it for its presentation. Malta has adopted some measures to combat money laundering and to combat terrorism funding. We encourage it to continue to make progress in this regard. We highlight efforts in legislative terms to adopt standards which address significant human rights challenges, particularly to deal with domestic violence and afford protection to the victims of this scourge. It's important for the country to tackle challenges and step up efforts to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia and related forms of intolerance which very negatively affect migrant children. Respectively, we would like to make the following recommendations: to continue to set up a national human rights institution in line with the Paris Principles, to foster necessary efforts to implement more effective policies to combat human trafficking, to work urgently to grapple with the complex humanitarian situation of migrants and refugees in the country and provide them with fair treatment in line with international human rights obligations, and ratify the International Convention for the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. We wish Malta success in implementing the recommendations of this fourth UPR. Thank you.
I thank distinguished delegates of Venezuela.